This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Christopher Graves, and I am interviewing
Carmen Castro
in Bronx, New York, and on the date of October 16th. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes.
Okay. So, Carmen, where did you grow up?
In Puerto Rico.
Okay. Specifically where?
In the country named Santo Domingo.
Okay. So, can you describe your favorite meal growing up?
Growing up, rice and beans. No?
Yeah. Why was that food significant to you?
Dinner? Lunch and breakfast.
Lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was there meaning behind it beyond the food itself? Why did you like rice and beans so much?
Well, that's what I learned when I was born. I only see rice and beans.
Okay. Well, so my next question is, does a certain food remind you of loved ones? It can be like today, today's food.
Oh.
Like it can be in the past.
Like Christmas?
Yeah.
Or like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The turkey?
Well, so why the turkey?
Because first it tastes good and we all get together, the whole family be together eating turkey.
Okay. Do you have any memories in regards to preparing meals with an elder?
No.
All right. So my third question is, what is currently your favorite meal to eat? And also to make right now?
Cornmeal.
Why cornmeal?
Because it's easy to make, and you can eat it with plenty of milk.
Mm-hmm. So, does it carry any significance beyond the food itself? So does the food carry any significance beyond the food itself? Basically is asking why does that have a really big impact on you?
I remember my mother and father.
Okay.
And my whole family.
Okay. So, my fourth question is there any food that you will not eat? As soon as you see it in front of you, you are not going to eat it.
To eat what you like. Shrimp,
okay.
That other thing, that you like, Melissa.
Is it anything like seafood?
Yes.
Seafood, okay. So, do you abide by any dietary restrictions because of your culture, your or religion or politics, and or politics.
What is that, Matt?
Russell, the question is asking, since you don't like seafood, mm-hmm. is it because of like the culture that you lived in? Was it the religion, or was it, by politics?
Well, I never learned how to eat that, because I don't live near the fish place.
Okay. My fifth question is, are there certain foods you will only eat on special occasions?
On special occasion only in Christmas, it's Christmas Day, and a lot of salad.
Salad? So, why salad?
Because it's too many things to eat. Tomatoes, lettuce, cucumbers, and all that junk that you eat in the salad.
My sixth question is, who in your life cooks the best meal?
In my family?
Yes.
Me. My mother.
Your mother? Why your mother? And like what, and what food did they cook?
She cook, well, I can say everything. Because what she eat. Mm-hmm. Everything, like whatever come first, we eat. Uh-huh. Like potatoes, rice, beans, whatever. Mm-hmm.
So, Russell, what does eating well mean to you?
Eating well. Chicken soup. Chicken potato salad.
The cool question is, what does eating well mean to you?
Oh, eating well means that I grow up a little bit more healthy. Mm-hmm. And grow up to learn more about life. I don't know. Mm.
So, my eighth question is, do you have a favorite restaurant? And what do you order from there?
Hamburger. Maldano. It's an easy one.
And what do you like from McDonald's? I know you don't eat a lot from there.
From there, I can eat maybe a hamburger.
That's it?
And french fries.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah. That's good enough.
Yeah, that's good enough. My ninth question is, how does the food you eat or cook make you the person that you are today?
The food that I cook and eat.
Hey, yeah. So I'm gonna tell you the cool question again, or I'm gonna ask you the question again. How does the food you eat or cook make you who you are today?
I'm the best cook. Maybe food. Today? I don't know.
So, also following up with that question, is there a food that reminds you of home?
Yes.
And well, how does that food?
Pasteles.
Pasteles? Okay. So, do you observe certain rules or traditions in regards to food or drinks?
Drinks, food, really same thing.
Is there a certain tradition you have? In terms of food?
We don't like. I don't like too much fish, but if we had to make it in, what do you call that day? Good Friday. Mm-hmm. Good Friday, we only eat something for, we don't have no meat.
Okay. And what about the drinks?
So, water, of course.
Water?
Only soda, because I can say no wine or nothing.
Okay. My 11th question is, if you can go anywhere in the world to try out new food, where would you go and why?
I don't like. To me, I should go to Hawaii because mm-hmm. I like the country, the city, and it's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And I, since it's hot, it's over there too. So I can have coconut water.
A lot of coconut water. My 12th question is, what is a meal/snack can you eat all the time and not get tired of?
Snack?
Yes, like snack or meal while that you can eat all the time and not get tired of it.
To tell you the truth, not that much. Just put what I really feel. Rice.
Just rice?
Rice and beans.
And you'll never get tired of it?
No.
So my 14th question is, how does the environment or community impact the food that you eat? To make it more close to home, how does the Bronx impact the food that you eat?
Oh, because we have, in the Bronx, we have a lot of my people mm-hmm. live here. Mm-hmm. Also, we have more people around from other countries, but they half of them are all Spanish. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't speak English. Mm-hmm.
So, my 15th question is, how does food options in your community influence you on how you eat?
The market.
Okay.
Because when you go to them, you see all the kind of fruit they have. Mm-hmm. They have coconut, they have rice, they have everything that I like. Mm-hmm.
My 16th question is, what foods do you make on certain
time?
Or like holidays.
In Christmas, we make pernil.
Okay.
In Good Friday, we make fish. Mm-hmm. And in the pavo.
In Thanksgiving?
In Thanksgiving, I make turkey.
Okay. Yeah. My 17th question is, how does your income impact your food choices?
My income?
Yes. Impact your food choices.
I don't have a problem. Well, sometimes you buy, you eat whatever you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't. If whatever you like is cost too much money, you don't buy that.
Okay. My 18th question is, how do you feel about fast foods?
Fast foods?
Yes, like how do you feel about it?
Did you ask a question? Well, sometimes when it's hot or tired, you don't feel like cook, so you can go out and have a sandwich outside or a frankfurter or a hamburger. That's good enough.
And my last question, how do you think about health when it comes to food?
That's very bad. You can eat everything you want to. That's one thing. Because something that you like is sometimes not healthy for you. Or you want to eat. But the best is chicken, turkeys, turkey meat. The pork is no good.
Mm-hmm.
Only bird is animal. Okay. Well, tell you the two. Turkey. That's it.
Okay. So we are done for today.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Carmen, for the interview.
Oh, very good.
And once again, this is Christopher Graves interviewing Carmen Castro and Carmen. I hope you have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.